This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Protestations of Obama himself in his speech to children in Northern Ireland about peace. When he said, those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back. Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, you that exceptional American, I suspect you are. So welcome aboard. We have a lot to cover here on Agenda 21 Radio. We're talking, getting a little bit personal on some of the killers and thugs and punks out there, so that we want you to get the gravity of what's happening at the border and what's coming across the border, and we're starting to see it here more and more. It's a very effectual plan to murder citizens of the United States with illegal foreign nationals, right? Well, yeah, sure, it's a great plan, right? All you got to do is just train them up right. Train them up right. Anyway, so welcome aboard. Listen, cheery, cheery, cheery. We had the address by the president last night, and we had the address by the two murdering ones, Chucky Schumer and Nancy Pelosi, who love to see Americans murdered in the streets. That's really they're merchants of death and destruction and mayhem. And that really applies to just about the whole lot of them, doesn't it? Merchants of death, murder, and mayhem. That's what these people are. They're of real no use to society, the Democrats, really. And there's a few. But when you're out there supporting sanctuary state policies, you're nothing more than a murderer. You're nothing more than a murderer with clean fingernails and coiffed hair. Too much hair gel for you. That's all you are. You're no good use for society. That's the reality check for people like Nancy Pelosi and Chucky Schumer and all the people that support them. I'm not saying that people don't understand. There's people who do not understand the need for a wall. I legitimately understand that. That's because they're not informed and the media has not been helping. The media is completely biased against everybody who wants law and order in this country. And that's, now that's not all the complete media, but it sure is a lot of them, isn't it? Especially your alphabet soup ones. I'm astounded, really, at the actual, absolute, abject bias of the fake news and the mainstream media. It still baffles me. I work with it. You know, we work with it. We're going to get our story out. But you understand what I'm saying. It is just stunning in our society today to see this. But it's here. And I guess money buys you everything, right? Does it buy you safety and security? And, you know, I just can't wait until one of these news agencies, for some reason or another, gets affected by the death of someone in their agency. And God forbid it happens. I'll say all the things that I need to say here. But when they get affected by it and they see the pain and the hurt and the anger by one of theirs being killed, mutilated, and slaughtered by MS-13, or by one of the other gang members that's here illegally. Well, yeah, just that's all it'll take for them. And then some of them will actually blame, you know, me or the conservatives or somebody on the right for that. It's our fault that happened because we weren't giving them enough empathy. You know what? To my audience, I don't think I need to explain it, but, you know, to the newcomers out there, of course we need to explain it. You need to kind of figure out what is really going on and what is not going on. I get that. But, you know, it's kind of interesting to see how this whole thing works out. And it will work out. There's no question in my mind. We are going to figure all this stuff out. One way or another, we will figure it out. And it will be, I think, ultimately to the benefit of our country that not only do we work it out, but we get down to it. Okay, so anyway, we've got a lot to cover here on Agenda 21 Radio. In the third hour, we're going to be talking about grievance number 50, which I think really kind of sets the tone for you understanding what is going on here in California in terms of Gavin Newsom. And also the other things, the objector, of course, we had Ben Bjorkvam with us, yet not with us, but we played his interruption of the swearing-in ceremony for Gavin Newsom. I very seldom support these kind of things, but I think it was very appropriate and very very honorable what he did. I really do. I think that Ben Bjorkvam gets it. He's been down at the border many times, been to Mexico. He gets it. He totally gets what's going on down there. And this is something that's been in our nation's history for a long time, for the last 20, 30 years, that has not been addressed properly. It should have been addressed in the 1960s, but it was not addressed in the 1960s. It's kind of interesting because I can remember the illegal foreign national thing being a problem back then in the 60s. I say this because I was 12 years old, and I was a picker. You know, I picked oranges in the groves of Orange County back in the day when they had orange groves. Very lucrative business, I might add. In Orange County. But back in the day, I'd climb up in these trees, and my wetback friends, my bracero friends, who taught me Spanish, by the way, at 12 years old, they're very honorable men, very, very honorable men, and I really respect, I love them, actually. They helped me out. I was a fatherless child at the time, and they took me under their wings, and they teased the heck out of me. Called me Hueto. Very enduring term, actually. You know, I learned how to pick oranges, and I learned how to speak Spanish, and I learned a lot of things. From all those men. Because I was the only white guy out there. Well, we started out with three of us, but the other two couldn't handle it. And I stayed in the fields the entire summer, picking oranges, Olive Heights Citrus Association, I'll never forget it. Nearly snipped off my fingertips many times. I did that for three summers. But I remember one of the summers when I came back to work after school and went down to the place and started working out in the fields. The men did not like me anymore. And they turned on me. I was just 13, I think. And what I learned was the Bracero program had ended. See, the year before, when I first started up with these guys, it was legal for them to be in America because of the Bracero program. And then Congress ended the Bracero program. It was ended in around 63, 64. And they were angry at Waito because they were seen as illegals at the time. Very honorable men seen as illegal. So I wonder why that happened in 63, 64. Then we had the decision of Reynolds versus Sims. Then we had the progressive, you know, Johnson and civil rights legislation. We had all that stuff in 1963, 64. And now today, in 2018, look what we have. We have terrorism inside our country. Brought to you by illegal foreign nationals in the Democratic Party. Who think that murder and mayhem, death and destruction inside the United States is all good for us. I guess it's a new hood after all, isn't it? What's good in the hood? Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow, from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-fill pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715, and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
Virginia government to be an insurrection because of their sanctuary state law, which just led to the death of a cop. I would declare all the cities that have done the same thing to be an insurrection. And I would deploy the National Guard and call up the militia, which is us veterans.
And by the way, keep going. It is an insurrection with 900 cities, Shay. We're going to tell MS-13 when the feds are coming, and we're going to let everybody commit crimes and child smuggle. I mean, we're not like being radical here. This is what you do. These UN-run cities under the Strong Cities Initiative that say illegal aliens and migrants are above the law, this is literally a global insurrection, Stuart Rhodes.
Right. It's also directly countervailing, well-established.
By the way, I should add, you're a constitutional lawyer. I'm going to shut up. Spend 5 minutes on this. Explain to people.
Yeah, but they're committing felonies. They're committing federal felonies, which there's a felony law against harboring and aiding and abetting illegal aliens. And they're blatantly violating that for the last 2 years. And they've gotten away with it. So they've learned from Trump's his lack of action that he's full of hot air. I think Ann Coulter is correct. Unless Trump, reaches down and grabs his own pair and finds his manhood and does it, he's going to be a joke at the end.
That was Stuart Rhodes from, he was on InfoWars last night. Well, this morning, I guess. I don't know when it was. Early this morning, late last night. Late, it must have been last night, InfoWars. We're going to chime in a little bit more. But declaring that California is in a state of insurrection. Oh, my goodness. I wonder where he got that from. Oh, I can't imagine. Let's see. Which grievance was it? I'm looking here at grievance number 50. No. It couldn't have been that one. Oh, wait. Here we go. Grievance number 50. In fact, as I'm thumbing through grievance number 50, 5 pages worth of grievance. On the last page, this is what it says. This is what illegal acts and tactic. This is somebody else's paper. Come on, you guys. This is what it says. Page number 5 of grievance number 50. 50, here we go. Insurrection. The government of California, the current governor, and monoparty system, along with local officials, are following a coordinated design with the intent to actively engage in acts of insurrection against the U.S. Constitution. The Insurrection Act of 1807 is a United States federal law that governs the ability of the President of the United States to deploy military troops within the United States to put down lawlessness, insurrection, and rebellion. Gee. That's been just about every one of our grievances since grievance number 30 or something like that. I've lost track. Heck, we've got 50 of these grievances out there. And now, all of a sudden, the first media outlet, besides us, InfoWars, has a guest on that declares California an insurrection. It's taken everybody a long time, but I think it's appropriate. Let's hear this again, just because I want to. Here we go.
California government to be an insurrection because of their sanctuary state law, which just led to the death of a cop. I would declare all the cities that have done the same thing to be an insurrection. And I would deploy the National Guard and call up the militia, which is us veterans.
And by the way.
Yes. Stuart Rhodes, Oath Keepers, on InfoWars last night. Okay, next subject. Let's talk about, have you gone down and gone to the latest drive-in theater and watched a movie? I'm changing the subject because it's just kind of ludicrous, right? We shouldn't be talking about insurrection at this point in our nation's history. No. We can't do that. We can't do such things. Can we? Can we honestly have that discussion? Listen, guys, wake up. Wake up. Tell your neighbors, wake up. This is insurrection. The governor's going to murder people. just like the last governor did. Just exactly like the last governor did. He murdered people. He was a murderer. And he wanted to, he's a megalomaniac. He wanted to do it on a grand scale. Think about Paradise, California. At least 100 people there have died. I mean, at least 100, they say, maybe more. We don't really know. And the people aren't saying. 100 people per fire, I mean, that's the largest natural disaster in the nation's history, Paradise. And some say it wasn't a natural disaster at all. Pretty well man-made, and I think people who have been up there seen what has gone on in Paradise, what happened there, the timing, the pre-preparation of all the assets put in place before the fire. You kind of really have to wonder now, don't you? Now we have a new one in California. Just openly murdering. He's just going to openly promote the murder and mayhem and death and destruction of Californians. It's time for insurrection time to be declared, in my opinion. I agree with Stuart Rhodes. And I just want you to hear this again so you see I'm not making it up.
What should we do if you were President Stuart Rhodes?
I would declare the California government to be an insurrection because of their sanctuary state law, which just led to the death of a cop. I would declare all the cities that have done the same thing to be an insurrection.
You know, that's just me, I guess. No, it's not now, is it? It's other people, too, that are saying it. Based upon our grievances, because we've been saying this a long time, that California is in a state of insurrection. And so are all the other cities around the nation that are in this boat where they have sanctuary status. They're promoting mass mayhem and murder. And, of course, all these organizations that are getting, these churches that are getting millions of dollars, billions of dollars by the Strong Cities Program and the Welcoming New Immigrants Program and the Welcoming Communities Program, all that stuff. All that stuff, bringing these people across the border illegally and causing death and destruction and mayhem. They get billions for it, and they're just as complicit as Gavin Newsom, just as complicit as the mayors of Austin, Texas, and, of course, the other governor, former governor, Jerry Brown, and the legislature as well, even the Republicans who didn't do too much to try and stop a lot of this in California, in my opinion. Oh, no, they sort of acquiesced to it. Because, you know, it's hard to be a legislator and a leader, isn't it, in this environment? I want to get back to the other story that we were talking about here, and I just can't get off this whole thing. The illegal alien killers, two illegal alien killers, one sanctuary state, 200 miles of terror by Daniel Greenfield. It's a great article. And he talks about how the network that these two killers were a part of and how one network sprang up to protect and hide off the killer, Vernell Singh. You see, this network came alive the moment they realized that, oh, hey, one of our brothers murdered a cop. We better hide him out. Which is exactly what they did. From Stanislaus County to Kern County, 200 miles, a network developed. We'll be back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented My Pillow. You can adjust My Pillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my My Pillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, and those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with all present at the Agenda 21 show.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. So Alex Jones takes on all this stuff about Donald Trump and all the things that were going on, I guess you can say, with the launch, if you will, of I think it's what is happening with the president is he is just about ready to pull the plug on all of it and get down to business. That's kind of what I'm thinking. And I think I'm correct. I really do. I really think I'm correct. I think that this is something that is going to be absolutely of enormous consequence. But first I want to get back to the Stuart Rhodes thing. I want you to hear it one more time and a little bit of what they're talking about on InfoWars. Now, I very seldom do this with the InfoWars thing because I am not Alex Jones. Somebody accused me of that one time. And said, Alex Jones. I don't think so. We're not Alex Jones here on Agenda 21 Radio. No. He's different. But sometimes he hits the mark.
What should we do if you were President Stuart Rhodes?
I would declare the California government to be an insurrection because of their sanctuary state law, which just led to the death of a cop. I would declare all the cities that have done the same thing to be an insurrection. And I would deploy the National Guard and call it the militia, which is us veterans.
And by the way, keep going. It is an insurrection with 900 cities, Shay. We're going to tell MS-13 when the feds are coming, and we're going to let everybody commit crimes and child smuggle. I mean, we're not like being radical here. This is what you do. These UN-run cities under the Strong Cities Initiative that say illegal aliens and migrants are above the law, this is literally a global insurrection, Stuart Rhodes.
Right. It's also directly countervailing, well-established.
By the way, I should add, you're a constitutional lawyer. I'm going to shut up. Spend 5 minutes on this. Explain to people.
Yeah, but they're committing felonies. They're committing federal felonies, which there's a felony law against harboring and aiding and abetting illegal aliens. And they're, blatantly violating that for the last 2 years. And they've gotten away with it. So they've learned from Trump's, his lack of action, that he's full of hot air. I think Ann Coulter is correct. Unless Trump, reaches down and grabs his own pair and finds his manhood and does it, he's going to be.
Founder of Oath Keepers, Army veteran, former one of the head guys for Ron Paul, great patriot, founder of Oath Keepers, Stuart Rhodes. You've heard our rants. You've seen what Trump did tonight. I'm not going to second guess the president at this point because of his enemies. I wish he would declare the emergency, but I think he's introducing it to us. But I'm not going to try to control what you say. Part of me's pissed off. Stuart Rhodes, what do you really think?
I'm disappointed. I think that he missed an opportunity to get it done. And what's he waiting for? I think Ann Coulter is correct, frankly. I think his presidency is turning into a joke. I think he should have declared an emergency and deployed the troops on his inauguration day. That's been 2 years later. He should have done it during the Republican dominance of the House, when it would have been more difficult to impeach him. So I think it's bigger than Trump, and I think he either secures the border or he's done. I don't think it's right to give him a pass to say, well, he tried, and if he fails because the Democrats, stop him, then we're still going to vote for him in 2020. I think that's the wrong answer.
No, you're right. I mean, overall, Trump's way better than Hillary, 50 times better. But we're in a different time, and this is not normal politics. We need action now.
Yeah, we need the border secured. And frankly, the only way to secure it is with the U.S. military. I don't want the Democrats to let him win and only give him, 200 miles worth of borders with DHS.
Yeah, $5.7 billion is nothing. I mean, we spent that on like 10 crappy fighters. We need $100 billion on the damn border. That's a symbol of our sovereignty.
Right. Well, you need at least $40 billion to build the wall, and then you need boots on the ground to secure it. And the only way you're going to do that
is... That's why I said that's like 4 years of funding, $100 billion.
Yeah, exactly. So, that's going to be a fail, too.
By the way, we spend $100 billion in Afghanistan every year.
With walls and troops.
So I don't want to hear... So that's what I mean. That's a good thing he tried to pull us out of Afghanistan and Syria, but then... How scary is it that 2 weeks later they say we countermanded it? How did the Pentagon brass bootlickers and leftist media countermand the president? Which I do show that he's just surrounded. So it makes me mad at Trump. Stuart Rhodes, oathkeepers.org.com. But it also makes me think about how he's surrounded. So what do you say to that?
Tough. He needs to put...
Listen, This is why I'm playing this clip through here. This is the whole point to this. I'm making my point about what Tucker Carlson has said, what I have said about all the people who hate Donald Trump. I have not talked to these guys. I've interviewed Stuart Rhodes twice on my radio show, but I have not talked to any of these guys. This is now coming from other sources to you. That's why I'm bringing it to you. Now listen carefully.
Put his big boy pants on and get it done. It's not about him. Even if he's impeached, which you should expect, even if they try to say he's mentally incompetent, if he steps up and deploys the troops on the border, he will have the maximum support from those of us that matter as far as...
Exactly, and that's why they keep demonizing, oh, don't do the emergency. Don't put the troops. It's like, don't throw me in the briar patch. Exactly.
Well, the GOP weenies convinced him to wait until the midterm elections because they didn't want to, lose the election. They lost the House anyway because they're weenies. And so what's he waiting for? They're running the clock out on him, as I said many times before. He needs to get it done. And the only way he's going to get it done is through the military. And tonight he stopped short. I don't think he's – unfortunately, I don't think he's laying the groundwork for a future military deployment because he didn't discuss the fact that the cartels are terrorists. You know, they used violence and threat of violence for political goals to take over sheriff departments and to monopolize county governments and city governments and take over the cops. That's terrorism.
This is true. You've heard me say this as well, and we've known about this for quite some time. Stuart Rhodes is saying this. I think the president, and I differ from them, I think he's laid the groundwork last night. And he's waiting for their response. He's doing that. And then I think there's something else to come, but that's just me.
The current federal laws. So why not call it that? Why not declare them terrorist organizations? They're national terrorist organizations. He also didn't talk about them being, you know, the Western Hemisphere version of ISIS. The parallels are stunning.
Yeah, and that is true. And I do think what you're hearing from Stuart Rhodes is what the president needs to lay down. ISIS is here, and it has been. By the way, it has been. We have been talking about ISIS here in America for a long time. This is not conspiracy theories. We were talking about this in 2008, 9, 10, and 11, 12, 13, all the way up. We first brought you this information from when Chris Street and I were talking about the American Land Forces Institute. This is the key point that I would have been making about that. They're here, and they've been here. They're large and in charge and getting larger. And the parallels that he's talking about are, they're not just striking, they're just obvious. ISIS was formed by, yes, Hillary Clinton and Barack Hussein Obama. And when they became a foreign legion, so to speak, brought to you by many people in the administration of Obama, and even in the USMC, the United States Marine Corps, sadly, as they trained up ISIS, gave them all those weapons out of Iraq, right? And they just came marching through the Middle East, creating refugees that did what? Where'd they go? Into Europe. 15 million refugees were created, mostly men, I might add. And now what are they doing in Europe, 15 million of them? What do you think they're going to do here in America?
He's undoing the UN. One community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow, from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented my pillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
My pillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee my pillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own, or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023.
Okay, we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Ah, Bezos. Well, Bezos de Bezos, founder and wife to divorce in what could be the most expensive split of all time, you think? Oh, no. Bezos. No, Bezos. Well, just between him and her. Yeah. Interesting. Truth or scare? CNN's anti-Trump Acosta has unique phrase for border speech. Do we want to even listen to this? Is she alive? Billionaire's kidnapped wife held for months amid massive ransom demand. Okay. Should we bite on... I got the flashing thing. Okay, Rod Rosenstein's leaving. He's retiring. Thank God for that, right? Okay, so that's he's done in the FBI. What's this Mueller thing? Paul Manafort. I know you're going to be shocked at this. Paul Manafort, who was part of the Trump campaign for a very short period of time, he actually gave polling data to a business associate who could have been linked to the Ruskies. I want you to understand the gravity of such things. That's where we're at with the Mueller investigation. 2 years later, and this is where we're at with the Mueller investigation? You know, listen, what they need to do, really what they need to do, is they need to look under manhole covers for cockroaches and find the one that's named Mueller. Okay? I mean, let's do something better with our money than what we're doing with Mueller right now. I'm shocked that I am absolutely, don't tell anybody, but I have actually shared polling data with hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of people over the last several years. And I'll be darned if that Mueller's going to investigate me or arrest me or anything like that. I won't let it happen. Now listen, this is chilling. All of you out there, don't you dare share any polling data. Don't read any polls. Don't go to the news. Don't you read the news. And don't you eat that yellow snow. Now, where did that come from? I mean, how stupid can this get? A political consultant shares polling data with a business associate who may be associated with the Russians. I am shocked. Listen, and by the way, what's wrong? CNN shares polling data with the Russians every day. Boy, they'd better watch out. All right, I'm going to bite on the Acosta thing because he's such a moronic stooge. Okay, CNN's Jim Acosta slams Trump address, offering stark contrast to network's tame panel. All right. Let's see here. There's a couple things going on here. Kellyanne Conway embarrassed CNN. Oh, this is something. Okay, this is a little clip that they got going here. Little music. It says Kellyanne Conway embarrassed Acosta, referring to him as a smartass, unlike by other reporters. Acosta asked Conway if she could promise that President Trump would tell the truth when addressing the nation on Tuesday night. Okay, well, let's stop at that one. Let's go down here and let's bite on the big one. Sorry, I didn't mean that. Okay, this is Acosta. I'm looking for the clip. Where's the clip? I don't want to have to read it to you. Here we go. It says, from Pete Salvador, CNN Jim Acosta's reaction to Trump's speech. That address probably should have come with the Surgeon General warning. It was hazardous to the truth. Okay, let's see if we've got this going on here now. This is from Twitter, from Ryan Savrada.
We have our chief White House correspondent, Jim Acosta. Jim, what are you hearing and what did you think from what you heard?
Well, I think that that address probably should have come with a Surgeon General's warning. It was hazardous to the truth. There were a number of claims that the president made in that speech that just are not going to stand up to the facts. You mentioned a couple of them.
Really? Okay, so let's talk, Mr. Acosta, about chainsaws on women's arms and legs and decapitation by the cartel. Or Ranel Singh. Okay, so we've had enough of Acosta. Let's not go vomit in the corner. Let's see. You just kind of have to lose it on that, right? You just kind of have to lose it on that. Maybe there's an actual clip of this thing, this exchange of Acosta and Kellyanne Conway. No, there's not. They don't have that. Oh, I wonder why they don't want to play the audio of Kellyanne Conway telling Acosta that he is a smartass. Because it's the use of the word ass, I think, to describe Mr. Acosta. A presidential consultant should not be calling him a smartass, right? This is what the news has degenerated into. The mainstream media. Okay. All right. Well, we bashed on them enough. I don't want to do it anymore. The web race. CNN tops Fox. Uh-oh. Drudge over Google News. Porn dominates. What? Okay, what is this article? It says, Trump demands oil. Okay, we're going to get to that. You know, I'm running out of time here. And, I can't believe it. Shocking, I know. I'm running out of time. The music's going to come up. Here it is. That's because I can see it on the screen. We're just kind of getting warmed up. But anyway, we've got the third hour coming. I'm going to close out this hour in just a few minutes. But listen to the MyPillow commercials. 800-266-4715. 800-266-4715. And, of course, the code word is agenda. Agenda. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price.
I tried every pillow, from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Okay, so we've got top website rankings. Website, Google. Okay, number two is Facebook. Number three is YouTube. Number four is Amazon. Bezos, 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 and Bezos to Bezos. Yahoo, Pornhub. What is this? I can't read that one. Let's see, Pornhub. They said that porn was dominating. Okay, it's X videos, XXX.com. eBay, Twitter, Wikipedia, Instagram, Reddit, Bing, and let's see, what else? Craigslist, Netflix, Xtreme, Walmart. Well, you know, I don't even see the pretenders. You know, Chase.com. ESPN, Fox News, Fox News. It says, where's a... CNN, MSNBC, Fox News, LinkedIn, Zillow, Xfinity, and so on. Those are some of the top leaders out there. And as the thing on Drudge says, Web race, CNN tops Fox, Drudge over Google News, and porn dominates. There you go. Oh, listen, House Dems to subpoena Donald Jr. There you go. All right, anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to stay strong, America, stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN.
American Exceptionalism News Network.